Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on March 23rd, 2018, with local musician Ian Mahan. Thanks for listening.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is DJ TBD, and I am jumping on the boards for a live in-studio session with Ian Mahan and his friend JD as well. They are both in the studio with me right now, and we're going to be listening to a couple of live performances off of his 2017 EP Rockford, as well as some latest music from him. We're going to start off with the title track of the 2017 EP. This is a live performance of the song Rockford by Ian Mahan here in the KCSU studio. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you for supporting local music.
Tornadoes dancing in the cornfields. Windy City calls my name. Wish you knew just how this cold feels. Freeze the whiskey in my veins. Uncle told me all about these roads. I can't seem to find my way. Another day, another $20, till I wind up in my grave. I don't know where I'm going. Guess I'll know when I get there. I can't quit this town, you can't quit your life. You know this isn't fair. You know this isn't fair. Guess I'll know when I get there. I can't quit this town, you can't quit your life. You know this isn't fair. We both know this isn't fair.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song Rockford by Ian Mahan, who is in the studio with me right now, along with JD Rab. And they are two musicians. They collaborate together a lot because JD plays drums, I believe, for Ian's band, and is also the band director and is also playing guitar right now. So you are just a man of many talents over here, JD.
Oh, man.
Try. No.
He's the most talented. Yeah. He's the most talented.
That is not so. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you both for being here today, and thanks for agreeing to, you know, talk with me and sit down and play these songs.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, you know, you're talking before... Well, first, actually, what was that song about? What was that song that everyone just heard? Oh. Some backstory, some thoughts.
So Rockford, my family is from a small town in Illinois. It's kind of a rural area of the state of Illinois. Rockford, it is in Boone County, if that tells you anything. Mm. And so the song's kind of about my family, kind of identifying where I came from, and just kind of describing like a small town life and how Rockford really is, which is just this small, used to be kind of a podunk little area, but it's now a pretty solid little city in Illinois, but it has some pretty unfavorable statistics. It leads the nation in one. It's third in the nation in one category, and I'm not going to say it because it's just really sad and depressing. And I think the song kind of takes on that overtone of just this, like, small town. There's no way to get out, and kind of regardless of what you do, there's no way to escape.
All right. So that was the title track off of your EP from last year that you released in 2017.
Yeah.
And why, you know, did you decide to go with that, the name, and to kind of pay homage to this place when, you know, maybe it's sad, or
sure.
Was that kind of the theme you were going for in the whole EP as a whole?
Kind of. I mean, the EP as a whole has this kind of melancholy tone to it. The EP was almost this this homage to my mom, actually. Her image is on the album cover when she was a kid, and she raised me pretty much on her own, and then we moved out to Colorado and kind of got out of Illinois, but it was one of these things where, you know, my mom made sure that I grew up with every privilege that she was able to give me. So, you know, she put me in music lessons, put me in sports, and it was one of those things where she didn't always have the easiest life growing up, so I tried to convey that, but also give her a little bit of honor at the same time. So
it's almost this like honest celebration of this woman. It's here's what it was like, but also like here's who she is.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the best way to put it. Leave it to my best friend to be able to say that. But so an honest celebration of my mom would probably be the way to go about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, since you guys are such best friends and all of that stuff, how do you all meet? You said you met during your time here at CSU or in the Northern Colorado area?
Yeah, we met here at CSU through some mutual friends. I met JD after attending his now brother-in-law's concert one night, and
Catch Bees, the Sunshine House.
Yeah.
If you know those names, you're like a Fort Collins.
Yeah, you've
OG.
Been around Fort Collins for a while. So I asked him, we met up for coffee one day at a location, I can't remember. It was a newer building. It was a new building.
It was probably Mugs.
Maybe. I don't know. One way or the other, we met up and I asked him to record a record for me, and he did. And that kind of sparked a friendship that has now turned into almost a brotherhood and quite the collaboration in music. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's fun to be back in our old stomping grounds for the day.
That's really
it's
cool.
It's been really cool to have us here.
Yeah, of course. Let's hear this next song. This is also off of the 2017 Rockford EP. This is the song I'm Not Me, and you're listening to a live in-studio performance with singer-songwriter Ian Mahan and JD Rob, his best friend and co-collaborator. This is 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Thank you. I got snow in my hair. See my breath in the air. River I'm blanket, subway underneath. I got you in my mind. Table for one Friday night. Pasta red sauce, but I got no appetite. Wish you were here on Broad Street after dark. I got you in my heart. These days without you are so lonesome. Feels like I'm breathing with just one lung. I try my best to keep myself together now. I still feel you go somehow. Tell myself I'm over it. I'm so lost here, this land of hopes and dreams. All I've got are memories. 'Cause without you, I'm
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song I'm Not Me by Ian Mahan, who is here with me in the KCSU studio right now, along with his best friend and collaborator, J.D. Robb, which is how I guess I'm just going to refer to you right now.
Do you think they know we're friends, Janie?
The best of friends.
The best of friends.
All right. I wanted to ask...
BFFs on the air.
Oh, goodness. So I wanted to ask you about that song and, you know, what it was about, since you do all of your own songwriting, obviously.
Yes.
Do you work with anyone else on writing songs any of the time, or is it mostly just you?
It's mostly just me. I'm pretty fortunate to have some pretty great collaborators. JD here is one of them, and then a gentleman who's done a lot of producing of my music. He produced the entire EP, Rockford. We did that mostly in Nashville, Tennessee. His name's Randall Kent. Brilliant songwriter.
Played with a band called The Heyday.
Yeah.
Here in Fort Collins.
If you
were out on the plaza in 2010.
Dude, we're severely dating ourselves.
I'm so sorry. I'll just stop. Randy's the man.
Randy is the man. So he's done a lot of the production. And then I have another friend of mine, Ross Henderson, who I've recently collaborated with as well. But that song actually has the most, what I deem the most interesting of all stories, of all my songs.
Because it's fictional?
Yeah, I mean, it's fictional. So Rocky was my favorite movie growing up, and that song is about Rocky's life and him being really sad once Adrian passes away. And it's really sad. I wrote it when I was in Philadelphia on Valentine's Day one year, and I was alone, and it was blizzarding, and I'd just gone out and had an Italian dinner, so I had like a bunch of pasta and a cannoli, and I was like really full and sad, and it was like snowing.
Really full and sad.
and it was blizzarding, and I was like, man, this is just the worst. And then I was walking, and the subway passed under my feet, and it kind of sparked some of the lyrics for that. So
That's a very different songwriting so inspiration different. Than so I'm different. Used to hearing. That's funny. So Rocky, pasta, cannolis.
Yes.
Blizzarding, Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
Huh. Interesting. I like that a lot.
It's real life.
Yeah, exactly.
And except not.
Well, like, in a way. But yeah, I like it when there's, you know, kind of more unique songwriting inspirations than just the regular, love song, which those are always good as well. But I think it's fun when you find something else to write about, something out of the box.
Well, that one's just, you know, about someone who's been with somebody for so long and married to somebody. And, you know, when that person goes away, what does your heart go through? What is your life like? How does it feel? So that's kind of what I was going for with that one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
All right. So this next song, Bet and Pray, also off of the 2017 Rockford EP that we're going to hear right now. This is a live in-studio performance with Ian Mahan and JD Robb here at 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
As she's walking down the main street, stepping over the cracks, best she's soaking up the sunlight, sipping cold ones while she laughs. Best she's listening to country while she chases her dreams. White picket fence in front of her house. Well, I hope she's dreaming about me. And I just wanna be by her now. And oh, she stops her own. And I hope she hopes I get there soon. When I look at her, lightning strikes. I see sparks flying in her eyes, and I pray that she prays, Lord, make it mine. Bet she's dancing in the moonlight in that sweet Fort Collins air. Bet she's getting dressed up just right with a flower in her hair. And I just wanna be by her now. And oh, she stops the road. And I hope she hopes I get there soon. When I look at her, lightning strikes. I see sparks fly in her eyes, and I pray that she prays, Lord, make it mine. And I just wanna be by her now. And I wanna kiss her lips somehow. And I just wanna be by her now. And I wanna feel her heart somehow. And oh, she stops her roll. And I hope she hopes I get there soon. When I look at her, lightning strikes. I see sparks flying in her eyes, and I pray that she prays, Lord, make it mine.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song Bet and Pray by Ian Mahan, who is here in the studio with me right now, along with JD Rabb. And I heard you shout out Fort Collins in that song. Is that lyric really in there the whole time?
No, it's actually Denver, but it works.
All right, it's
actually wherever he's playing.
Yeah, it's wherever I'm playing.
Yeah, that makes
Let's
sense.
Get real. If you heard Ian play in your city and he played that song, you would think, oh my gosh, he wrote
this
song about my city.
For my city. Yeah, I mean, I could have said, like, that sweet KCSU studio.
Oh, air. The sweet air in the studio, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is a pretty sweet studio, I'm
yeah,
not going
to
lie.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely in here.
Way different.
I wanted to ask about the process. So that song was off of the Rockford 2017 EP.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask about how recording that EP went, because you were saying earlier that it was in Nashville, correct?
Yeah,
why did you decide to do it in Nashville?
Randall Kent, the producer and gentleman who engineered it, is definitely one of my, he's definitely one of my good friends, but he's also one of my favorite musicians. He's an incredible songwriter, does incredible work. He's worked with some stellar artists, and we did an EP back in 2015 together, and it just made the most sense to kind of continue working with him. And that song kind of triggers with hoping that there's somebody out there for all of us. And I got a real swift lesson that not everybody is as optimistic as I am when it comes to that. I played that song at a show in Denver once. I was opening for Lisa Loeb. And that's really dating myself because she's super popular in the 90s. And she's developed this stunningly successful music career. And so I was opening for her, and I prefaced it. I said, you know, this song is about hoping that there's someone out there for all of us. And there was this very nice young lady in the front row who just gave me the most sour of, and I was like, what? Did I, like, strike a nerve with you? Like, did you just get broken up with? Or are you saying that there's nobody out there for me?
Yeah.
Because I'm really now hoping you just got dumped.
She was like, I just heard your songs, man. I don't know.
Yeah. And I was like, man, JK. Like, so I think that was just definitely somebody saying, hey, there's nobody out there for you, Ian. And I was really depressed about that. I played the rest of the song in tears. But,
I really hope you didn't play the rest of the song.
No, I didn't. No, but I was playing it very spitefully towards that young lady in the front. I was like,
this is exactly for you.
This is for everybody except you, Gal.
Yeah, I hope there's someone out there for everyone, but you. You hurt my feelings.
All right. Well, and then, you were saying earlier that you're about to be engaged or possibly.
I'm not
supposed
to
say that.
Well,
is it a surprise?
I mean, she knows she knows it's on the way. Yeah.
So,
but, I mean, somebody's got bigger news though. I mean, JD here. JD's about to be
I'm
dad.
About to be dead.
So congratulations, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, being adults and stuff.
We are being adults.
Or we're not.
Yeah. Well, my wife is an adult.
Absolutely. Well, she's an adult. We're just the children. I think we're the children in both of our relationships.
Yeah.
So
I'm the child who's about to have a child.
Yeah, I mean, your wife's about to have two children.
Oh, that's the funniest thing.
Dude, I can't even keep track of you.
Yeah, right.
All right, this last song that we're going to hear from you today, this was a single that you released this year.
Yes.
This is called Breakaway. Do you want to give any story or preface this song?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, I'm talking into the wrong mic here. I was getting song mode on. This song, actually, I, from the Chicago and Illinois area, I grew up a massive Cubs fan, and so I wrote this about that team and them finally winning the World Series after like 108 years.
Oh, wonderful.
After something like 108 years.
Yeah, after 108 years. And
roughly.
So this song, it's kind of about, you know, just kind of reclaiming what's yours, taking back, you know, what you think is yours and how you think you have a right to live. And so it's just, it was spurred by a baseball team, but it's got a little bit deeper of a meaning.
All right, wonderful. So that's the backstory behind this song you're about to hear, Breakaway by Ian Mahan in the KCSU studio. Thanks for tuning in, 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
It's tattered from this war. Shirt's got holes right through the knees. My heart. heart's been ripped away. No one believes in me. Believe in me. I've got nothing left to show. I can dig a little more right now. My faith is wearing thin, but I've got so much more, so much more. I will break away, hold on to let it me. I will break away from all. I'm taking back my name, take back everything. Oh, break away my soul. But now, faith and hope are all I have left in my veins, so I will. I will break away, hold on to the light in me. I will break away, oh no. I'm taking back.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song Break Away by Ian Mahan and JD Robb, who are both in the studio with me right now. I wanted to ask, you know, that song a little bit more upbeat than the ones you'd played before it. Yeah. Are you looking to record maybe this year or in the future an EP or an album that's kind of more that tone? Or is it that was just like an upbeat song because you're just really excited about the Cubs?
Whoa, yeah, man, that's close.
He's actually exploring moving into dubstep.
Oh, awesome.
No, not at all. No.
That's not true.
So my next studio session is going to be way different than this one. Actually, what's funny is a few of the songs that I have recorded already that I haven't released, they are way more optimistic than previous songs.
they are.
I mean, just way happier. I don't know why.
Yeah, I know why.
No, you don't. Yeah. It has nothing to do with that.
I don't
always write about what's going on in my life. Sometimes I write about like little events. So I guess in a way, optimism is a little bit more around the corner for the music that I'm tracking and continuing to track. But, you know, that goes without saying that I'm now currently working on a song. It's called God Bless the Devil, and it's got this really, like, bitter chorus that, you know, is just sad and angry again. So
there's a balance.
There's a balance,
there's both.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can only write the same old sad songs for... so long before the world stops caring. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Or it gets happier.
Or it gets happier. Yeah, that's true.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for being here today.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. I wanted to let the people know where they can find your music on the internet, in the internet world, but also in the real world.
Awesome.
In the next couple of weeks. So shameless plug time. Go right ahead.
You can find my music on all of the streaming services that you would use to find your music on the interwebs.
On the web.
I am on the web. And then I'm playing a show at Four Noses Brewing in Broomfield. I have a live stream coming up on Monday night. You can find that on a popular social media network that is currently under fire for a lot of things.
And the live stream is at the Denver Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, the live stream's at the Performing Arts Center. And that's at 8 o'clock. Brewery tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Yeah, there you go.
Awesome,
that's where I'm doing things.
And your name, Ian Mahan.
Ian Mahan,
the normal way, but I guess... I-A-N.
I-A-N.
And then Mahan, M-A-H-A-N.
How else do you write Ian?
I don't know.
Oh,
there's...
dude, you have no idea.
E-Y-A-N.
You have no idea.
I'm not going to assume.
No, it's cool.
All right, so again, this has been a live in-studio session with singer-songwriter Ian Mahan and also J.D. Rabb, who has been accompanying on guitar today. And thank you both so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank Ian Mahan and J.D. Rabb for taking the time to come into the studio. My name is Haley Justino. I hosted this interview, engineered the audio, and produced this podcast. If you'd like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.